Previously on Star Snakes.
What you're going to be looking for is a detached duty vessel named the High and Dry. It's been recently abandoned on a nearby world about 4 parsecs away called Walston, and it needs to be brought back to Flammarion for repairs. Once the ship is under repairs, he's willing to offer you a year of use of the ship as a detached service vessel of the Scout Service.
Well, if we know it's crashed, it'll be easy to find because crashed ships usually leave craters.
There have been a few tremors on the island recently, like, you know, ground shaking a little bit, but nothing to sort of cause too much alarm. Now, we haven't had tremors on, you know, on this island ever since it was colonized thousands of years ago. And all of a sudden, these guys showed up and they caused some serious damage because now we're having tremors. What they were originally hired to do was just to do a wide geographical analysis of the island. It was about 67% done. The last part of the job was to scan part of the island, which was called Mount Salvari.
Which is a volcano?
It's a volcano.
It is, actually. With Star Snakes session one, part two. Now where we just left off, we were in the sort of the meeting office with Alan Greener, the Minister for Off-World Affairs, as well as many other things. The crew just decided that they were going to check out Mount Salvari, a dormant volcano which may not be so dormant anymore. Yeah, so let's continue from there. So now what was the crew deciding to do?
Travel to the volcano to attempt to salvage the ship.
Mm-hmm.
And fix the problem.
Which, don't really want to, because it's not really our problem.
I mean, to be honest, it is.
He did offer you a decent amount of money to do it, so.
Yeah, I don't know if, yeah, fair enough.
It's really trial and error, whether taking the ship off the volcano will actually solve the problem.
Yes, and if not, we can use the ship to analyze the volcano and see
I'm glad I'll join while all those years ago I actually had some influence on it.
He can issue another public statement.
Just like, I just don't trust people anymore. It just
resigns. I'm resigning.
This is what you get when you try to go through people who are led by a pirate.
Yeah.
Just don't.
Yeah.
Clearly. I don't know about being led by a pirate.
You need to be well known in the galaxy as well as a pirate. Yeah. Then people
a saying social like steady?
My social skill is 8.
No, see, it's pretty standard. Like I was going to say, once you get to about 10 onwards, then you sort of become known quite well.
Yeah, well, I'm still technically an up and coming pirate.
Yeah,
that's just really old.
Clearly.
Pun?
Is your character old?
I'm 34.
Oh, okay. He's very young. You're a young boy.
I believe Z's character is the oldest. Or just about. Otherwise. 42. No, sorry, Luke's is just the oldest, yeah.
40.
Well, how are you? 40, doesn't it go in?
Wow, okay.
Yeah, no, I'm allowing a bit of sort of difference between them. Somewhere. So, within about 4 years of the end score, just to change it up a bit, yeah.
Okay.
I kind of dropped out kind of early. Sure. I didn't proceed forward, so that's why.
Cool. All right. So he'd arranged, you know, respirators as well as protection suits, stuff like that as well from the government supply. And he's sort of got you transport to the sort of the base of the mountain. But you're going to have to do a lot of the heavy lifting. It's probably going to take a couple of hours.
Excellent.
Mm. Yep. Right. So you get on another train, head to another couple of cities which look exactly the same as the ones you've just been in. They really just don't have good architects on the planet, so everything's pretty much just a copy and paste of everything else. You get to the city which is closest to the mountain. Let me just get the name up. Yeah, I mean, because of the thin atmosphere, it's probably going to cause a couple of problems. But, yeah.
Yeah, we'll cope. Unfortunately.
Trouble breathing.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, that's what the respirators and stuff are for. Mm. But you'll probably still have to do some endurance checks and stuff.
Yeah.
Just to actually get up to the top of the mountain.
Oh, dear. Oh, no, it's not too bad, actually.
So the closest town to Mount Salbari is Barben. So it's probably it would normally be a few hours walk to get to the base, but the minister's secured your right to actually get to the base from where you're gonna have to start walking up.
Cool.
So a couple of hours pass, it's probably a fresher day, so it's probably, you know, mid morning by the time you actually start to climb.
Yay.
Yeah. The first couple of 100 meters are quite easy, quite simple. You know, nothing too steep. It's when you get to about 600 to 700 meters is when it starts getting a bit sort of difficult. So I'll get everybody to do if you have the athletics skill, you can roll athletics and endurance. If not, you have to just roll endurance.
Athletics is 0, so
okay.
Double success.
Yeah. Okay. So you're fine.
7. Mm. Wait, no. 8.
8? Yeah, okay. That's good.
5. Mm. I've got athletic skill, and I've got a -1 modifier.
Mm.
I'm 8, by the way, on the endurance roll.
Okay. You guys are fine. Well, Bradley, you sort of start to feel the sort of the beginnings of mild sort of...
Well, it's kicked out, maybe.
Yeah, you start to feel altitude sickness. You know, quiet. You know, even though it's you've still got a bit to go, you start to sort of feel...
You guys are going to have to go on without me. I'll just sit here.
Yeah, Phoenix could do a quick medic check to see if you can help him recover from his altitude sickness. Otherwise, you're going to have some negative dice modifiers for the next couple of hours until you get it fixed.
One. I've got 2.
That's what I get for becoming a psionic warrior.
Yeah, good job.
I'll do the check.
Thanks.
Oh, double ones. But then I've got a medic check of 2.
I did my medic check.
I accidentally kill him.
Doctor Fine.
No, yeah, it's so terrible. You worsen his condition. So you're gonna have to do a lot more work to sort of actually, yeah, get him back onto his feet.
Thank God you got double sixes.
Good thing I do.
Wow. Okay. No, you guys... Actually, you severely injure Bradley. you guys are going to have to stop for the day. Because you've just... Yeah.
This is why I was kicked out of the Navy.
You're actually completely winded. You fall unconscious because of the amount of damage you've done.
How the fuck did I get stuck with you guys?
You guys are going to have to make camp until he recovers.
I do not fucking understand. It bewilders me that somehow all 3 of you ended up under my...
Do you want to make a medic check just for fun?
No.
Yeah? No,
What I'm imagining right now is, so he gets winded and stuff and he starts like coughing after taking one step up the mountain, right?
Yeah, well, it's a few hundred feet.
So he comes over and starts like kind of like pushing his stomach in really weirdly.
Yeah.
And it's just not working, so I come over and just start beating him up.
Yeah. Well, you obviously meant well, but it just
didn't work out. I mistakenly
pressure
thought...
Pressure in your ear? Yeah, the needle.
I mistakenly thought you, like, sprained something, so I went to, like,
it's just an exceptional failure. It's just everything that went wrong.
Just start, like, stomping on his chest.
Yeah, I think you guys also developed altitude sickness, which is why you've completely forgotten years of medical practice, and you've just resorted to some sort of barbarianism. So...
And Vargas are supposed to be the second class rates. I don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
What are you talking about? This is first class treatment.
Oh, yeah. Clearly.
Oh, my God.
But there's no more... You guys stop at about 600 metres
today. Yeah, this is...
All right, make camp.
And so we kind of... So there'll be 10,000 credits... For
decent medical care.
Put it on your bill. Stick it up your bum.
I've got a survival kit, so I've got some rations in
here. Oh, good.
Yeah, I also have a survival kit.
I'll split the rations yeah. into like.
Okay. Doesn't have any sort of camping gear they can use as well?
Yes, but I'm unconscious.
Anyone want to salvage what they can from his unconscious? You know, his unconscious.
I have a combat engineering tool set.
I'll just fucking.
Does that sound comfortable to sleep on?
Probably not.
Do you for camping?
Does our window man have a tent? I can dig a ditch if you want. I can dig you a grave.
Does our window man have a tent?
It's a bit premeditated, I think. Like you know, he's not going to get up that mountain.
Honestly, yeah. I could probably we could probably just end it now.
Stuff. Yeah.
If and I just can do put a ball in your head and keep moving.
Just roll a new character. Sure.
Who says anything about rolling a new character?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'll just watch.
Would it be easier if we carried him up? Can you?
I'm not.
Is your strength good?
No. You could, if you wanted to continue going for the day and not make camp, you could try to carry him up.
Before we continue moving or making camp, does our winded guy have a tent on his in his equipment?
I have a hammock. And a bivy pack.
Can drag him on the hammock.
You could try to make something.
We sort of do the thing where his arms are draped over us and then we sort of
okay, drag that's his probably going to be a strength check.
I mean, I would have had a tent, but I wasn't exactly expecting to go into a hike.
Just, you know.
This pirate is not well prepared.
Oh, clearly, yeah. So you're going to have to decide either you make camp for the day until he recovers from his multiple injuries.
We're making camp.
Or,
I was fine until you bitches came along.
Yeah.
Well, technically that's
thanks, quite Doc.
True. I mean, your problem started let's before that, but...
started at birth.
Let's do a makeshift IV drip.
How about we just set up camp? I'm putting my
you
foot
find
down.
There's a note in my will that says.
Yes, let's just set up camp.
Oh, Pilot is putting his foot down. We're making camp.
Yeah, so you guys set up camp and another day passes. It's another sort of early morning. And in about one day you went about 600 meters. Which, and that this was about to the. Still
I'm putting you two in charge of watching him, and if you fuck up, we're leaving. I don't give a shit about the money, we're leaving.
Instructions unclear, stuck dick in.
Yeah, but because you've rested for most of the day, you no longer have altitude sickness.
Yay!
But you feel like someone's just punched you in the chest.
Jeez, I wonder why.
Repeatedly.
But okay, you guys can now make sort of, you know, a couple more climbs. I'm going to say you probably get a couple more 100 meters for the day until you're going to have to make another endurance check to see if you guys get altitude sickness again.
You ready?
Oh,
nine.
Wow. Okay.
Nine. So what am I?
I'm fine.
What are we
checking? Another endurance check for altitude sickness.
The same got 8.
9.
Yeah.
3.
Okay. Well, I've got endurance.
You two guys were
0.
Okay, but you guys develop altitude sickness again. Well, you develop it
but
again.
But they can still.
Yeah. No, you can still walk. It's not like you've been beaten up by.
I'll take
someone
the penalty.
The team. But you start feeling quite, you know, just really headaches, nausea. You can keep going, but any checks you do try to make until you recover, you're going to get negative modifiers. So,
water.
Yeah. I've got a canteen, so...
Yeah, no, they can drink and stuff, but they just... Essentially, they need a rest.
Yep.
You can do medic checks if you want for them to recover faster, but based on your current experience with medic checks, maybe just leave it a while.
Yeah, I would say so.
Or use a professional kit or something, I don't know.
This could go south real quickly.
Pretty much.
I check my watch.
Okay, you've probably... Yeah, so you've gone on another couple of 100 meters.
Yeah.
It's probably about sort of mid-afternoon.
I've got a compass, so we know where we're going.
Yeah.
I've got a watch.
Well, it's not... It's not like it's a common hiking route to go up the mountain, but you sort of have an idea that you're going...
It's at the
you're
top
going
somewhere.
Yeah, it's at the top somewhere.
Yeah.
As long as we're going up.
It's
okay.
It's not like we're on like a plateau where there's like some random direction we have to be traveling. It's it's up. Up somewhere, but up.
I would say
wild animals.
Mm-hmm. I would say because for you two guys that had some medical experience as well, you realize that if you went on a slower pace, you wouldn't have to do as many sort of you wouldn't have to worry as much about altitude sickness because your body's sort of adjusting a bit, sort of So if you went for a slower pace, it would take you a bit longer to do it, but yeah, you wouldn't have to do these constant checks.
Okay. We might just go for a slower pace because
some of
us can't exactly keep up, so.
Worthwhile.
I blame you. I blame you all.
Don't worry, I'm with you.
He wheezes.
I'm trying to see if I can teleport.
Radley is displeased.
Okay, can't teleport the place I haven't seen before, so.
Should look at like a picture of the top of the volcano.
What are you trying to imagine?
I'm trying to see if I can teleport up, but like, I can't.
No.
You can't. I need to have a mental image of exactly what I want to teleport to.
Gosh.
I teleport back to town and back and bring camping gear?
I think the air sickness, the altitude sickness, is making him delusional.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we're actually reaching this point.
Maybe I could just go.
But then you still have a bit to go, too, so that's fine.
The pirate, it hurts.
Okay.
But yeah, so our pace seems to be.
Yeah, well, no, you're about halfway there. So it's about 1500 meters to get to the actual. How would you call it? The
crest.
The crest? Called yeah, the era. Crest of the mountain. The before it actually descends back the into the crater. Yeah.
Geologist.
Yeah.
Rim job.
Nice. Great stuff, guys.
Yeah, episode one title.
Actually, that's a good idea.
Rim job?
Yes, it is. It's perfect.
The rim job. They're going to have to listen to it to actually understand it. oh, wow. Okay. So on this next day, you get to a point where someone's going to have to make, someone's going to have to try to, does anyone have sort of some rope with like a hook? Because someone's going to have to pull themselves up first and sort of secure a rope before they can actually prefer everyone else to the party.
I was thinking about getting a grappling hook and I was like,
I've got a harpoon, but I don't know whether the spears actually have.
Well,
hook on, like a
half the spears would have hooks on them.
No, the I mean like a rope.
Well, you could take the hook off one of them and fasten it on.
Like, the only thing is I have like cord string, which
because then I can just go.
Where I technically have a rope, so I could risk it with a light cord, but I don't think any of us are light enough for that to actually work.
What is in my combat engineering kit?
I would say that you guys have probably brought rope with you. I mean, it's a pretty thing.
It's probably in that though. It's probably in the kits that were supplied to us to do the job, right?
Well, no, I mean they were more no to sort of fix the ship.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I would say maybe.
Could there be chains though?
I'm sorry.
Would there be chains though?
Chains, sure. Yeah,
we'll use a chain.
Okay.
It'd be heavier, but it'll get the job done.
Mm.
Yeah. Sure.
So, chain it is then.
Sure.
Can we dismantle your spear hook?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's just, yeah, the spear tip.
Alright, so is there a roll for that?
Yeah.
What's the roll?
I'll let you do a mechanic roll. Right. Or,
yeah, mechanic.
Mechanic plus.
Have you got two?
I'm going to say mechanic plus int, because you're going to have to use your intelligence to figure out how to make them work together.
Sure. So, my int 6.
So you don't get any bonuses, but that's fine.
And I have mechanic of 1.
Okay.
I've got engineering too.
So plus one to the bed.
Yeah. I'll say it's a fairly easy one anyway.
Okay. 8.
Yeah. No. You managed to sort of jury something that will work anyway. Yeah.
All right. So I have a chain hook.
Yeah, but then someone's going to do the actual first climb to make sure it's secure, and then everyone else can just pull themselves up.
All right.
It'll be strength tests.
It'll be if you have athletics. Yeah,
well, only zero athletics.
I'm gonna do it because I seem to be the only one who's not suffering from altitude sickness at this point in time.
Sure.
So
I'm okay as well.
All right, he's gone.
Okay.
I've got athletics.
So athletics plus strength.
But my strength is 2 though. So.
Well, that's a -2 modifier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you can try climb, but you're gonna be.
I won't get up high if I actually fail, so it's okay.
Yeah.
It's not like I'll...
No, you're not going to hurt yourself, unless it's an exceptional failure.
And you step down the hill.
That is a 9 -2, so 7.
No, okay, you just managed to climb up.
Yay.
I mean, yeah, it's a bit sort of... Some of the rocks start falling off as you're climbing. You know, it's quite a... It's not perfect, but it's enough to get you up to the top to secure it, you know.
Cool.
And the rest of you climb up. To get to the sort of the next couple of, you know, to climb the next couple of 100 meters.
I secure it even further.
At the top.
Yeah, at the top.
Yeah.
Will that require another check?
No, I'll say it's fine. Alright, so you're gonna have to make camp again for the night.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I set up my hammock.
Good job.
Yay.
I drink some water.
Auto bar.
I imagine the auto bar and all that extraneous stuff is not with us. It's a base camp, if anything.
No, I brought it with me.
If you brought it with you, then you brought it with you.
If it's just like floating, it's like behind you.
Oh man.
But it's weight restrictions already, like, over. Already carrying alcohol.
Alright, so.
Can I get a recon check from everybody?
Recon.
I'll probably be recon plus, I'm gonna say, education or int. Choose your highest.
Yes, education.
Same thing. Ah. I got an 8.
8, cool.
6.
6.
Can I get a roll?
Not so.
Clearly not.
Do you have a recon skill?
Recon? No.
You don't have many skills. Oh, no, you've got a couple, actually.
3.
Mm. Oh, I have an athletic, sir. I didn't even realise.
Mm.
3.
No, okay, so a couple of you hear what seems to be rustling somewhere up higher in the mountain.
It's just the wind.
It's not just the wind.
Like, take out my spear gun and point it in that direction.
I mean, you hear it, but it doesn't sound like it's coming closer.
Yeah, I'm just readying
my spear gun. But there's obviously something up on the mountain.
Safety's off my revolver.
And I turn on the torch. Is the wrestling, sorry?
A few hundred metres, so it's a bit higher up.
And I turn on the torch as well.
I put my hammock tighter.
Everyone readies themselves in some form.
Well, I pull out the revolver, but I also use telepathy, life detection.
Okay.
It's easy, so I get +4 to my roll, I guess.
What's your psionic? Is it all 0?
That's
Your skilled, like, yes, 0 and everything? Skill,
except for teleportation, which I have 1.
Okay.
But telepathy is just 0.
So it's an easy, so you get +4, is it?
Yep.
Okay.
And.
Okay.
6.
Alright, can I just read the things on Detect Life?
Yep.
Thank you.
So we have 0 on this skill.
Oh man.
It means you don't get a penalty.
Yeah.
So the penalty is -1 if you don't have a skill.
-2, I believe.
-2.
-2. Okay.
0 if you have a 0 in the skill.
Okay, then that recon check would have been like lower.
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah. From this, with your psionic abilities, you're able to detect.
Oh, yeah, 6.
It's a single mind. So you can only detect the one mind in that sort of area. You
can't do a number of minds?
No, but you can detect a number, but you only detect one.
Oh, okay, based off my roll.
Yeah.
There's one there.
Because there's one
there. Oh, okay, so.
As far as you can tell, there's just the one, and it's some form of animal. Yeah.
Okay.
That's sort of what you can detect. And it does give you the approximate location, but you know it's a few hundred meters upwards, higher up on the mountain.
Spillings.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So it costs 3, so I'm down to 5 points, I think.
I have 2 spears.
There's only one thing, so we're okay.
And one stick.
Must be a kind of
One metal rod. Which will still kill something.
Yeah.
This could be one of these natives of the area, so we just have to be careful.
When there was natives of the area.
Like,
good thing my hands are comfy.
Made for experiments.
The Na'vi. Very hard to kill.
Alrighty. So, you're all gonna go kill it, or can we just sleep a little longer?
You can continue sleeping. Excellent. Just sort of get weapons at the ready.
Mm.
Just
keep watch.
Well, the night continues to pass, and it doesn't sound like it gets. You sort of detect it for quite a while. It doesn't get any closer.
Yeah.
You know, it obviously it sort of heard you while you're making camp, but it doesn't seem interested as yet to sort of go after you.
Mm-hmm.
So we're sort of just seeing. Yeah.
We'll probably have to sleep in shifts.
I'm sleeping in the hammock, thank you very much.
But on the next day, because you guys are only going probably a few hundred meters every day, because if you're trying to reduce the altitude sickness, you're probably only going a couple of hundred meters. As you're getting a bit higher, you start to notice pockets of lava, sort of, you know, where sort of lava has sort of come out,
mm-hmm.
sort of, you know, in past sort of things. You sort of see the past that it's been sort of making on the mountainside. I mean, other than that, there's not too much. It's sort of, you know, quite steep as well, but, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we should speed up a little.
Do you want to?
Yes.
You can try to, but you just have to do another endurance check.
Yeah. I vote we'd speed up because lava's bad.
Sure. Yep. Sure.
Are we making another endurance?
Yeah.
Right.
You develop altitude sickness.
Oh yeah, I'm a strong man.
8, 11.
11.
Okay.
I'm weak.
Because it's so high up on the mountain, the only person that doesn't develop altitude sickness is Wade.
Well done, Wade.
Yeah. Don't we have respirators and stuff that should be stopping?
You do, but they're not enough. Not at this high of an altitude. Right. Like they're doing alright, but they're making it not become severe altitude sickness.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys would be dead if it was severe.
Okay.
Alright, well, I'll take the penalty.
Sure.
Let's push fun.
Yeah. Let's keep moving. We can slow down when we're up there.
Sleep when we're dead.
Yeah, I was going to say, sleep when we're dead.
Sleep when you're dead.
Sleep with the fishies. While we're walking along the mountainside enjoying the view, I would like to roll some space science checks to see if I can determine. You know, the earthquakes getting larger in magnitude. Are they, you know, how often they're occurring? Wow, I love those threes.
Can we have different dice over here?
Yeah. Get a fresh supply, if you like.
We're using the same pool of dice, and we're both getting pretty crap rolls.
Yeah, just change them around. I'm gonna say you guys eventually get to the crater. It does take you quite a while because it's just taking you. Yeah, you guys just are not built for this sort of environment.
No.
So it takes you quite a while to get to the top. I mean, you eventually get there, which is good. You look upon, so you get to the top of the crater. You can actually see sort of, because the atmosphere is so thin, there's not sort of much blocking the way of seeing everything.
Mm-hmm.
You can see most of the island from where you are. The interior of the crater is probably about maybe 2 kilometers across. And there's sort of a steep, sort of that goes down about 200 meters, sort of, you know, quite gradually into the crater. It's sort of in this little sort of lake in the center of the crater. You can see what seems to be a crashed scatcher.
Yeah. Well, at least we found the scatcher.
Suit up, boys. We're going in.
So the crater is like crusted over, or it's...
Yeah, it's crusted over. So there's sort of water present. There's a bit of sort of vegetation, so it's a and stuff. Lake. Yeah, basically.
The ship's crashed on the ground, on the water.
On the ground.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but it's surrounded by water as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we have any inflatable rafts?
Well, how deep is the water? Is it like?
Is it steaming?
You'd have to go closer to see it. You're still on the peak of the crater.
Neat. How wide across is this crater?
About 2 kilometers.
Oh boy.
So it's quite wide still. It'll take you a while to get from one side of the other. All right.
I suppose. Should we use the hook and rope, the hook and chain to descend?
I mean, if we have to.
Yeah, I'd say if you do that, I won't get you to do another athletic check to climb down. Like,
build a raft out of duct tape.
Right. I'm going to do that.
Okay.
I don't trust myself, especially since I might be still suffering from
altitude
sickness.
Okay.
And apparently my character's just
horrible
at everything.
Yeah, okay, cool. We knew that.
Wow. Okay. No. So what were you doing before you rolled?
No, I was going down into the crater.
Okay. As in you were just going, trying to do your check.
Yes.
Oh, you collapse as you try to descend. No. Fortunately, your gear is enough to sort of save you from any serious damage, but I'm going to say you injure yourself a little bit.
Okay.
So you temporarily, like, because of how health is designed through Traveler, you lose one of your endurance temporarily.
Okay.
So just keep track of that.
Yeah, it's down to 5.
Yeah.
Good one. Watch how the real men do it. 4 plus -1.
No. You also tumble down. You are. You lose.
Look how men do it.
What are we rolling on here? The.
This is to, because they're sort of trying to go down the mountain pretty fast.
Bloody lemmings.
Walk down the mountain.
I'd like to go down the mountain pretty fast. What am I rolling on?
Really fast. Run down. Pretty fast as well? Okay.
Well, what am I rolling on first?
Athletics.
Athletics. Yeah,
here
sure.
Here I am, just climbing down the chain.
Yeah.
Six.
Plus anything?
Plus, I've only got a zero in athletics.
That's fine. Do you have a plus in strength?
Yeah, so plus one in strength.
It's plus just enough not to tumble down. You almost trip, but you're not falling on your face like these two. And you very, you gracefully climb down the chain that you've made.
Yeah, but you went moderately fast.
Yeah. Because of all the noise that you guys have created, you actually attract the attention of a fast-moving creature in the crater.
What does it look like?
It's moving quite fast, but it looks to be some sort of form of wolf.
Ooh. All right. Is this happening while I'm climbing down the chain or after?
After you climb down the chain. After you pick these guys up.
Okay, well, I draw out my revolver and put it at the approaching thing, ready to fire if necessary.
Spear gun. I draw the revolver.
Okay.
Well, I actually pull out a piece of paper.
I'd fire a warning shot, but my pistol's silenced.
I mean, I suppose you could remove the silencer if you really wanted to, but...
Yeah.
But
Is it still approaching us quite rapidly?
It's sort of watching you at the moment.
Right.
Yeah. It almost looks like it's been trying to scavenge for food. You can see it looks like it's quite severely malnourished.
Oh, great.
I mean, obviously, if he realizes that you're food, he'll go after you. But,
I give it some of my water.
I fire in its general direction to scare it off.
Okay. Sure. General?
Sure.
Just a gun combat roll? Have you got gun
if he rolls yeah, double gun combat. Guns, he hits it instead.
Gun combat one.
Plus dexterity.
Plus two.
Okay, yeah.
8, so 10 plus...
So you purposely try not to... Like, you just should have shot in this direction.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. No, okay, yeah. So you don't accidentally hit everything or the ship. That's good. So you're shooting sort of scares it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Sort of on the other side of the crater, towards the other side of the crater.
All right.
Okay. But it's still there.
Oh, yeah, no, it runs away, but it's still in the crater with you. Yeah.
Okay, we'll move towards the...
Sure.
Then.
Okay.
I'd like to roll another space science check and not fail this one. Look at...
Because, like, on the inside of the crater, like, why...
Yeah, like, is the water steaming? Is it, like, look acidic?
Yeah.
Like, is there, like, lots of steam and vents going off everywhere?
Sure.
4. Plus education?
Sure, 6. Education plus the science.
Yeah, it's 6 in total.
6 in total. You know just enough, I would say. It does seem like the tremors are becoming more occurrent. More frequent, thank you. But it's not so severe as in that it's increasing in magnitude.
Yeah.
It's just becoming more frequent, yeah.
It's just a thing. It's not a thing to worry about.
Well, not yet, at least.
Don't worry, guys.
It's totally going to be a thing.
No earthquakes. I know everything.
Sure. Good job. Good education.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so you guys descend a bit closer to the ship.
All right, we should make quick work of this because I really don't want to be here when this thing starts to actually crack and go.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get into this.
We'll start work.
As we walk towards it, I use detect life again on the ship and like just make sure that it's all clear.
Okay.
That's 5, so 9.
For 9, wow, okay.
It's 4 because it's easy.
Other than the wolf that's running sort of quite hurriedly in the other direction, there's nothing in the sort of the sense of the ship.
Okay.
That you can find.
And how far away was it for cost purposes?
For cost purposes? A few hundred metres.
A few hundred, okay. I'll do that as another.
As you guys get a bit closer to the ship, you're going to have to find some way to get over the water.
Oh, yes, that's right.
One way swim.
With our packs and everything? I mean, sure.
We could erupt the volcano, rupture the side wall of the volcano, and drain the lake. AFL Liverpool.
Surrounded by idiots.
Yuckle up.
I test the depth of the water.
It might be very shallow.
Probably at most 4 or 5 meters.
Does his foot dissolve?
No.
Excellent.
It's lukewarm.
Ooh.
All right, so
it's pleasant.
Pleasant, you say?
It's above head height, so wading is going to be difficult.
Yeah. I hear these volcanoes have healing properties. Minerals, chemicals in the water.
Minerals, Barry. I really want to build a raft.
How far is it across?
Probably 30 kilometers. So not far.
30 meters.
Could we? We could feasibly.
30 kilometers. I'm like
30, 40 minutes.
I was like, holy shit.
We could feasibly ourselves swim across, build some, just essentially get like a plank of wood or something to put the.
I've combat engineering tool, so I can make blasts. It's like combat engineers do.
Pardon?
But you know, we still need raw stuff. Materials to make something else.
I mean, cutting down trees. Train line.
Yeah.
We'll make a rock raft.
Yeah.
Because that wouldn't sink.
Okay, you can try at least.
Yeah. Well, we don't need to be on it. We just need the materials to get across.
Okay. Do you want to try to crack some of the rocks around the volcano in the crack?
I really don't think that's a good idea.
I feel like we should just swim through.
Do the containers are they floating? Yeah. Would they float? Would they sink?
No, they'd be waterproof. That'd probably float.
Okay, fine. Let's swim across.
We'll float them across.
We'll swim.
Slash wade across.
Yeah, we'll wade across. We'll float those.
I haven't written down how tall I am yet, so maybe I'm 8 foot two.
I have my canteen in one and the other.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
As a flotation device.
Yeah, okay.
And I take my weapons out and I put them on.
Oh, well, like you just...
Yeah.
Watch out for piranha.
My dick.
Can it piranha? Alright, are we swimming?
Okay, so you guys cross the water channel into the smaller island where the ship is located.
Yeah.
Do I have an investigate check from everybody?
Yes.
What kind of investigation?
Investigate plus intelligence.
On the ship?
Just in general.
I have...
There's minus two, right? If you don't have
six
skills.
Minus two.
Yeah.
Four.
Yep.
Is this a small craft?
It is a small craft.
Can I roll pilot small craft to try and think of why it crashed?
Plus intelligence? Sure.
Sweet. Hey, I got 11 plus 1. Well,
nice.
Okay.
What's your pilot skill?
I got 2 plus 3. 4 plus 3.
3.
Holy shit.
7. Okay.
That's why I'm calling myself the pilot.
I would say with your role, obviously they weren't paying attention to when they were landing, and they it looks like they crashed into something on that smaller island.
Into something.
But you can't see. Well, you're going to have to sort of look under the ship a little bit. Like, you're going to have to dig into it to find where it
is. Digging down. I have a combat engineering tool.
I have a spade.
Contains spades and entrenching tools.
Okay. All right, here we are.
And I also have a dozen explosive strips.
Yeah.
Can we not put explosives, A, near the ship,
I mean, maybe
and B,
you
on
want
the volcano?
To look at the ship as well while you're there.
Yeah.
I mean, the most of the main power has drained, so you're going to have to try to override the main airlocks because they're only running on backup power.
Well, is that
overriding?
Is that engineering or mechanics? That sounds more like engineering.
I would say engineering.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, maybe.
Or you could try to do a physical check to actually break open the airlocks because they're only just on backup power. If you have like a crowbar or anything.
If you had 2,000 credits, you can get the manual crank.
Punch it with my piston fist. They'll probably damage it. So
probably will.
Yeah.
Yes, we don't really want to damage it. More.
All right. Who wants
to
start
engineering? What can I do on that door?
Phoenix.
So I just need to open
you and
it
me.
Up.
Good
old
you're
college
try
education.
Yeah.
Get a shot.
So I can
actually I'll allow engineering or
I can do. I can do like a small explosive charge.
I'm electronics one.
Would that be in your combat kit? Like
that's in my combat engineering kit. There's explosive strips.
Okay. I'll allow it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, look at what the mechanic skill actually
means. So it will be engineering plus
it's good for upkeep and stuff.
Intellect
yeah.
or education?
Using explosives would probably be intellect.
Okay.
Why are we explaining
so
the ship?
It's not a huge explosion. It's just like a very small like
well,
detonation.
Well, actually, I'll allow you. I'll allow you to use education because it's more of the history of understanding of how explosives work.
So I have plus 3 to this roll. That is 5 plus. That's 8.
Okay. No, you managed to place it just in sort of the seam between the two sort of main airlock doors, but you guys are going to have to stand back a bit before it blows up.
Yeah. Everybody stand back.
Yep. You spoke?
Yep.
Okay. The main door opens. It's not enough to damage it, but it does force it quite wide open.
Awesome.
Yeah. Okay. And then you guys can walk into the actual interior of the ship.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Turn on my torch.
Turn on my cold light lantern.
Very exciting stuff. Sure.
You didn't buy an oil lamp?
No.
Cold I turn on my auto bar.
Okay. That's a very important thing to do first.
Do we even actually have the auto bar with us? Because I think we covered that we didn't.
No, we left it ambiguous just for this occasion.
Yep, so we start walking through the ship.
It could be with us.
It is a fairly large ship.
It's a 100-ton ship, so it's technically classified as a small craft.
Small craft, well, but still
you could classify it between both a small craft and like a normal ship.
Yeah. It's about so the size of 10 cars next
both
to each other.
Skills to qualify for it. Looking through it, you can see it looks as though there has been some, everything sort of being pushed to the floor. A lot of different components have been pulled out of the walls. You know, wiring's being taken. Oh. So anything that basically can't be, you know, anything that wasn't like sealed or wheeled to the floor or to the walls has they tried to take it if they could.
Everything but the kitchen sink.
Well, almost. I mean, there are still some. Yeah, it's going to take a lot of work, but the amount of gear that you were given in your cases as you came will be enough to get it to an operational status.
I mean,
yeah.
The important things are making sure that we can A,
yeah,
pilot it, yeah. B, it's airtight,
yeah,
and I think that's about it.
Doing a surveillance of the ship, you find that there are four main things that are going to need to be repaired. Flight controls and navigational systems, just general shipboard electronics, power systems, and drive systems.
So literally
everything.
Well, those are the four main things that are going to get the ship actually
electronics
flying.
I can do.
Yeah, I can do electronics
engineering,
as well.
I can. Mechanic, I can, but...
I think I'll take over mechanics and just do work around general repairs of the ship while those focus on the...
Looks like the uni student will start digging with his shovel.
Sure, okay.
I'll start heading
I don't know my stuff.
Yep, okay.
Dig with your
shovel. Sure. Okay, well, I'll start with shovel. Phoenix. So, what are you skilled in terms of electronics?
I've got electronics zero.
Oh, come on.
That's okay. So you're not specialising in anything.
But I have intelligence plus two. Yeah,
it's fine. That balances it.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So I'm just going to allow you to do it just a general track as well as either education or intelligence.
Either of them are the same.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go.
9, so 11.
Cool. And you figure it's probably going to take you about 3 hours to repair it. So now you're doing the, which systems again were you doing, sorry?
Oh, the main generator and getting that all back online.
The main power generator?
Yeah.
Okay, so the power system's cool.
Was that the electronics one?
There's just general shipboard electronics, which is different.
Okay.
So there's the actual power system, the electronics, which is like the wiring in between the actual things. Sure.
That is intellect or education?
Either or.
Okay.
It's more a case of, if you're trying to figure out how something needs to work, it's intellect. If it's something that you would
understand
through years of education, then I'll
okay.
So that's why I'm usually pretty keen. Like, I can allow both.
Ooh, 11.
Cool. Alright, it's probably going to take you. Because the electronics are sort of spanning throughout the system, it's probably going to take you about 6 hours to get it all done.
And then there's flight controls.
There is flight controls, if anyone wants to have a look at that.
So with the electronics repaired, that means airlock stuff works.
Once it's done, which will take a few hours, but yes. So it'll have to be both the power systems primarily to actually get the main power systems online, and once the electronics are going, then you'll have basic access to airlocks as well.
So your flight control then?
I was going to dig.
Well, we can dig after.
Okay.
We'll
help out.
So flight controls, mechanics, engineering?
Do you have both?
None.
Sounds like it'd probably be engineering more so than...
Yeah, but you don't have any idea.
I can do it.
Oh, I've got mechanic zero.
I can do it. Engineering too.
No, you're already busy with the shipboard electronics.
Engineering
so you can't do both.
I see.
I'll allow mechanics to get the navigational systems. Actually, do you have, like, navigation, astrogation?
Can I support him?
I've got pilot small craft.
Or
I've got gun combat.
Can I feed him information though, sort of?
I will,
like, just as a slight boost to his
what score
take over,
did you get on your role?
I got mechanic one.
Military.
Did you get a 9 in your role?
9 from... Look, okay. I got 11 in my...
Oh, yeah, no, I'm going to say because of that success on that roll, you can apply a +2 to his roll for his thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Because we'll do like a task change.
Yep.
8.
Okay, no. So he gives you enough information that you're fairly confident in what you're doing to get the systems online. That's going to take you about 6 hours as well.
Okay.
And we've got one more thing.
Drive systems.
The drive systems.
So that's both the actual jump drive as well as the maneuver drive.
Right.
But they can sort of be done at the same time.
Okay. Seven.
Do you have any skill in either?
No.
Mechanical engineering.
I have a 0 in mechanics. Oh, actually, no. I think I have a 1. Let me double check. I have a 1 in mechanic.
So that what gives you 8?
Yep.
Okay. No, I'll allow it. Just barely. Because these are very important systems.
Yeah.
You might just want to double check it before you actually turn everything on.
Naturally.
Can I double check it?
Yeah, later. We'll get these done first. Drive systems, about 6 hours too. So most of the ship will be completely operational in about 6 hours. As long as all of you guys are doing all of this at once, which I believe you are.
Yep.
Which is fine.
Well, before we do that, after that, I wanted to run over and double check that the hull is airtight, so we may have to dig it out first.
Yeah.
But I want to double check that it's not going to...
Sure, okay. Well, maybe pressure. You guys spend a couple of hours...
Well, I can go and do that, because mine finishes in 3 hours, so I can go and survey that stuff.
Sure.
When I'm done.
Okay, so while these guys are doing the rest of the ship, you have some spare time to check it out.
Yep.
3 hours to...
Don't fuck it up.
Yeah. When you hit lava, stop.
Yeah.
Don't dig straight down.
Well, it's not digging, it's like investigating to make sure the bottom...
Well, you're also digging.
With a shovel.
Oh, okay.
With a shovel.
Because
yeah. Well,
you're also digging. You're looking and making sure and digging.
The Minecraft thing. Not to dig straight
down. What am I rolling on?
Digging.
Digging. So, strength.
Astrogation.
No, I'll just allow a general strength roll.
Persuade the dirty side.
7, 8.
8? Okay, no, that's enough. That's fine. So you managed to dig for probably, a good 30, 40 minutes before you find what seems to be another... It's probably about... It's about sort of the same size as another handheld device or so. It looks quite similar to the one you found... Well, that was given to you by that smuggler on 567. It looks to be that same because you investigated the other one, so you're quite familiar with what it looks like. It looks to be same made by the same sort of aliens. It's obviously a little bit different, as in there's probably been a few hundred years in development, but it's quite a similar sort of style of. But that appears to be what the ship crashed into. A lot of the support, you continue to dig around it as well. There seems to be a lot of supporting equipment, but that was the main device for it. If you know what I mean. Yeah.
Okay.
So there's the device itself is pretty small, so it's about the size of a hand. Could be a handheld device, but a lot of the other additional equipment around it was used to sort of used to sort of support it and structure it. Yeah. And the ship crashed right into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Seems like a pretty tough little thing then.
Yeah. No, it's quite strong. The material is something that you haven't ever seen before, but it's quite strong.
Okay, well, I pick it up and take it to the others. And also, while I'm doing that, I'll investigate it as well.
Sure. Okay.
And so I got a 9 on that.
Okay. No. As far as you can tell, it's sort of... It's offline, it's not emitting anything, as far as you can tell. There's no beeps, no signals. There's sort of a some sort of display, but it's not transmitting anything, as far as you can tell. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, I'll take that back in, and then should I keep digging for more stuff?
You can try if you want to.
I'll keep digging.
Don't look at us. We're busy. No medicating. Right,
10.
You just find more sort of the same sort of wiring and stuff. So obviously whatever it was sort of, very well wired in to the sort of the foundation of the crater as well. So it was sort of connected to, obviously, something else in the crater as well. But this was sort of the main component in the middle of the crater.
Okay, I see.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, when Phoenix brings all this stuff in,
yeah,
I guess we take a short break from our repairs to go, huh, fascinating.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Hmm.
So, better get more money for this. Was doing something in the crater before the ship crashed into it.
Yes. And now, for some reason, there are tremors starting again.
So, basically, we need to fix the device and put it back in the crater.
However, I grab the one that we were given to smuggle and compare it with the...
Excuse me. It's on my body.
Well, can I please have it?
No.
I need to.
No.
Do you want us to die?
No, I want to sell it.
Yes, but we can sell this other one. Just let me compare them.
Compare the pair.
Can I just compare them? It's not going to cost you anything to just look at it.
Why don't you give him some money? Rent it for him.
You suggest that, but
I
may actually take it up. I hand it over wearily and stand over here.
Hold them together in my hands and look at them and see if they're very similar to each other.
You don't have to roll for that. That's okay. Fine.
And like,
as I said, they look to be as if they've been made sort of several hundred years apart. Obviously, they have completely different uses, but in terms of their physical design, they've obviously been made by the same ancient group of people. You can sort of look at the differences between the two of them, but there's not too much to say about them. Okay. Neither of them seem to be online, but I'm going to say you can sort of discern some basic symbology from like sort of the markings on the side of it and stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'd say you probably have a basic understanding of some of the symbols of this language. It's quite rare sort of in the universe to understand this symbology because there's not a lot left of this alien culture. So you sort of, you know, you get some basic grasps of how they sort of, you know, save language information. Just from like looking on the outsides of these devices.
Yeah. Okay. Right. And my one other question is, does it look like this one that I just dug up, does it look like it had ports that would have had like wires connected into it?
Yeah, it looks like the one that you just dug up looks like it was connected to something else or some things else in the crater.
Alright.
I take it and head back down and see if I can, like, that other equipment, whether it plugs into this.
Like, the old one plugs into, like, where the wires are.
No. I'm taking the one that I just dug up seeing... Because it was, like, detached from everything when I found it, right?
Yeah, you can see where the wires are in the ground, but it's obviously not connected to them anymore.
So, yeah, I'd like to see if that... okay. What? Yeah, I leave the other one there for the moment.
Thank you.
Yeah. I was taking the new one down and checking out whether that'll like connect into everything.
Yeah. Okay. So you're maybe going to try to connect it to like the port and stuff on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like with all the
equipment.
I can. Yeah.
I like it.
Okay. You start to feel some sort of feedback, and the ground begins to shake a little bit from like trying to like touch up these wires.
Okay.
Yeah.
I leave it for the moment.
Yeah.
I poke my head out of the ship. Can we get fucking moving now? Because I do not like where this is going, and quite frankly, fuck this.
I got a hold of it. We'll make sure that the ship's ready to go if we need to.
The ship is ready to go.
Yeah.
Oh, it's ready at this point?
Just about. There's probably going to be a bit more you need to do with it. I will say, though, when you did power, like, connect one of the cables to it as the ground was shaking, the screen did light up for just a moment, which had some brief dots to something else, like about four different other things in the crater, before you disconnected it because the ground was shaking.
All right. So how wide was this crater again?
It's about 2K.
2K! Games need chart. All right. So let's finish repairing the ship.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
No,
so
let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. So a couple of hours pass, and the rest of the sort of main things are done.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys want to sort of check each other's work, I'll allow you to do a quick check just to see if everything's still operational.
I will check our pirates' work.
I'll check the navigation computer.
Pirates are the ones to get out of here the most.
Oh damn! That's engineering check, yeah?
Yes, let's check his whether he's done good work on the drive 14. Systems. Okay. Yeah. No, yeah. You can see everything seems to be working well enough. So you won't miss jump or anything. Yeah.
Just checking the navigation system.
I've fixed ships before.
That's like shitloads.
I don't get to where I am being a pirate pilot.
I rolled an 8 with mechanics. Whatever modifiers jump on. Probably like intelligence in some part.
Do you have engineering or anything?
I've got engineer 0.
I'll allow it. Yeah, okay. So you understand that enough that it seems like it's in decent working order, so there's not going to be any problems.
Cool.
Yeah.
I check Phoenix's hull. It looks like a hole.
It's a fairly well dug hole. You almost trip on some of those wires as you look at them, but other than that, there's not much.
Let's start up the ship.
Good digging.
Yeah, I
see if we'll start up.
I get into the cockpit and if it's still got fuel. Play around with the
controls. You're gonna have to clean it up a little bit. Like it's a bit of a mess. Like obviously the old crew just left.
Cats weed everywhere.
I've thrown in worse things.
Clearly, there's been some sort of animal that was domesticated, which is got chewed through all the packaging of all these foods. That's obviously now run amok somewhere.
I basically just swipe, just clear off
because you're like fur.
Yeah,
And I flick on some of the systems to check if everything's in working order.
Yeah, I mean there are a couple of
Do I need a roll for it?
Do you have a computer skill?
No, but I have a pilot skill.
Yeah, okay, I'll allow it.
I assume piloting would interface with
cockpit to systems. Allow with to interface with the basic cockpit system, sure.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I have a +2. And what's the, so that's what, 8?
Okay. No, well, yeah, I mean, there are a couple of sort of red warning flags on a couple of minor systems, but it's nothing that you can't fly without, I guess you could say.
Okay, good.
So it looks as though it can be in good working order.
Yeah.
If you wanted to fly it now, yeah.
But now, before you fly off and leave everyone behind...
I have no intentions of doing that.
I think what we could do, seeing as we're ready to... If we need to emergency fly out, we should just try and do this volcano stabilization.
Can I move the ship little bit out? Because I really don't want this alien tech fucking up the ship again.
Yeah.
Yeah,
move
sure.
Move it up.
Is there anywhere on this island that I can feasibly move the ship to...
Well, there's just the small island which the ship is crashed on, but if you wanted to move it to like the other side of the lake so that you don't have to keep swimming back and forth, sure.
Oh.
Yeah. Right,
other side of the then. Lake would be
it. Just another pilot check. Just actually get it off the air.
Yeah.
Yep, 12.
More than fine. It's a bit rusty, like the controls were a bit shot, like getting back into it. Obviously, it's going to take it's going to take quite a lot of repair to actually get it. You know, like as you try to turn it a bit, it sort of really banks to the left quite a lot as well.
Again, I've flown worse in my
day. But other than that, like for you guys are in your passenger seats, like you've locked yourselves down because you knew it was going to be a bit of a bumpy flight just while you were moving it. it's a bit full on, but it's enough to sort of park it just to the side of the other side of the crater. So
while we're up in the air, I'd like to look around and see if I can see any more examples of this alien tech. You said something lit up earlier.
It lit up on the console on the handheld device.
On the console of the device? Did you say there was 4 other things around the island?
Yeah, you could probably remember because you looked at it whereabouts it would be.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Alright, well, I won't bother. Cool. Do we want to check out where those things were?
Yes.
If there are other devices and, I don't know.
Would want to.
Figure something out about it.
Just as a pro warning, guys, I'm going to share his to fan. You're either in the ship in 2 minutes or I'm leaving.
Yeah. If it all goes like that badly, that's true. But...
And I'm getting the cut of your shares.
All right.
You just come back alone just with the entire ship. Like, it's mine now. It's my ship.
I feel like you wouldn't get back.
I'm the captain now.
Do you want to bet? You want to make a bet on that? I'm a pirate. I don't have honor. Not that I said that out loud or anything.
I'm going to say maybe just do an intellect check to figure out, sort of think about maybe where the dots were on the console, maybe think about where you would have remembered seeing them.
Yeah.
Like on the sort of, Because it didn't give you a rough indication of where it was. Like, it didn't give you, like, an outline of the crater as well as saying where they are. It just gave you a rough direction as to where it might be.
Yeah, so I'll use, like, an investigate to...
Yeah, do you have an investigate?
Yeah, I've got investigate one.
Yeah, I'll allow it. That's fine.
I'm just going to spend the time maybe. Getting comfy with the controls of the ship.
So, 8.
Plus 1. Oh,
yeah,
no, plus so it's, 1.
Yeah, 7 plus 1.
Yeah, no, okay. It's enough that you sort of know... They're probably branching in about 4 different directions, each of these 4 devices as well. So there's probably one in sort of each direction of the crater to sort of get like a square sort of grid. Exactly. Yes, that's great. For those listening at home, yeah, Luke has drawn a very nice hand-drawn map of a square grid within the crater.
I've got navigation 3.
Oh, good. Okay. but yeah, so as far as you can tell, it's sort of, you know, 4 different directions or these 4 different devices, yeah.
Well, I imagine that, like, if it's these 4 devices, if we all go to one of these things each, we could find...
And leave the ship behind, unless we park just near one device.
Lock it, maybe. It's got enough power that you can actually close the airlock and secure it.
Oh, I'm not worried about that.
I will say, just before you leave the ship as well, there was another thing that you had to do, which was to flash the operating system. Which is just another thing. The operating system that you'll install, it's only temporary until they can get it back to Flammarion.
Yes.
So if you did try to run away with the ship, it'd only go for about 3 months before it locked itself down. Unless you tried to just get an entire new ship operating system. You'd have to find someone that could, you know.
I mean, we're kind of stuck under the scouts.
It's just.
I mean, you could get it repaired and then try to run away if you wanted
Windows
to.
Windows XP.
But that would be a bit expensive. Sort of system. Yeah. If we do everything the way we're meant to, we'll get it all for free.
Well, yeah. Maybe. See how you go.
See what happens.
But yeah, I'll say you've got enough equipment that you install the operating system without any sort of problems anyway. Okay. So you secure yourselves as users on the ship. So you can get through the airlocks quite easily without any sort of problems.